Joshua 14:14. Hebron, therefore, became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, unto this day, because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. You have to look back in the history of Israel 45 years to grasp the significance of this verse. Caleb tells the story in this chapter. He was among those sent by Moses to spy out the land on Israel's first attempt to enter after their departure from Egypt. He and Joshua were the only men in the group fully trusting God, declaring, "We are well able to overcome it." But the people refused. They could only see the obstacles and not the God that could overcome all obstacles. Caleb trusted God. He had a desire to follow God, and he did. The rewards for this kind of service do not always come in this life, but they would for Caleb. Notice, even though they came within the course of his life, they did not come quickly. God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him, Hebrews 11. But we have to wait on his timing, remaining faithful to him, understanding that he will always be faithful to us. Joshua 14:14. Hebron, therefore, became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, unto this day, because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel.